good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, March the 15th, 2018, 12 minutes past the hour, and just about 3 minutes, David Newell, best known as his role as Mr. McFeely with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, will be calling in to make a big announcement here on the station. That's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. It's a big announcement. It's going to create a lot of fun here for the radio station and a lot of fun for you, the people listening at home. David's going to be with us for about 15 minutes. He'll be with us up until 11:30. But boy, we are going to have a tremendous announcement, a tremendous time, and something we can start talking about here in just about 2 minutes as we head into what it's going to be. I will say no more. The gag order remains in effect for about 2 more minutes. We certainly do want to thank Heidi Jones for coming in, though, today. What a great deal of fun that was to learn about Marion Matters and all the great things they are doing here in the Marion community. As I said, I believe it was last week one day, I wasn't really sure what Marion Matters did, but I certainly know now, and I certainly think it's a tremendous opportunity for a lot of people here in the Marion area. So what a great group to know that they're about and to find out about here today in the last hour. Heidi Jones with Marion Matters. And the whole group will be there tonight at the Senior Center to talk to you as the League of Women Voters presents, I want to make sure I get the name of this right, Speed Date Your Local Leaders, tonight, March the 15th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. I will host, but we'll have a whole host of people there. Police Chief Bill Collins, Common Pleas Drug Court Judge Jim Slagle, County Commissioner Ken Stiverson, County Sheriff Tim Bailey, Mayor Scott Scherzer, Downtown Marion's Clarissa Myers, Robotics, Rich Ramey, Intermodal Industries, Ted Graham, Marion Community Foundation's Dean Jacob, Marion Matters, Heidi Jones. That is tonight, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Marion Senior Center, located at 2375 Harding Highway East here in Marion. Speed date, you'll be at a table with a leader, and every 7 minutes, I will keep time, and you will move to a new table, and you'll be able to ask people questions. So that is going to be a lot of fun tonight, March the 15th at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Marion Senior Center. So we hope there's a great turnout there, and I will be the host for that event tonight. Now we just await anxiously the call from David Newell, Mr. McFeely, to share with us the big announcement that we've all been waiting to share, that we will be able to share with you, the listening audience. And it is a big announcement and a fun announcement and something that will be fun to do and provide to you, the local listening audience. So stay with us. We're going to come right back with David Newell momentarily. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty. But it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twisted.
I will do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here, UGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
Stop. Listen. Find a chair. You're about to listen to the best show on the air. You'll love Charlie Evans. Can't wait to hear Scott Spears. You cherish Mary and Michael. Quite a lady, that's for sure. So listen to the Exchange Club for topics close to you. Discuss local topics, national topics too.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on there on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're
what,
kind
Charlie?
Of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or
go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second.
Charlie.
Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets... on some
If they put somebody good looking on there.
Oh dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead.
Everything from drug lords and things that we can share. We'll even discuss the presidents and Hillary Clinton's hair.
What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but
he's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down
because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance. I'm sorry, at an office. I really now he's got a lot of money that
money.
He can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
So stop. Listen and find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show anywhere.
Every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m., supported by Kroger, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com.
Scott Spears back with you here, 20 minutes past the hour, and the time for the teasing is over. We've been teasing the last couple days that we had a big announcement coming up here for the station, and to help us make that announcement, we are so glad to have on the line a gentleman who we have been with several times, best known for his portrayal as of Mr. McFeely, the postman on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, good friend David Newell. David, how are you?
Speedy Delivery, Scott. Here I am again with delivering some news, I understand.
Delivering some news. Go ahead.
Yes?
Oh, I said let's start right here. Tell people what is going on next Friday, March the 23rd, in Pittsburgh.
Well, March 23rd in Pittsburgh at the WQED Studios, where we made Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood all those years. It's called the Fred Rogers Studio. Now, the United States Postal Service is unveiling their Mr. Rogers stamp. It'll be at a dedication service in the studio around 11 o'clock on the 23rd of March. And the additional news to all of that is I hear that your station, WWGH, right?
You got it.
Is going to be there broadcasting back to your neighborhood. Is that correct? Did I get all that correct?
That is exactly right. Just to fill people in here, because it's the first time they're hearing this, next Friday, March the 23rd, Terry Tackett, myself, and Adam Lepp will all be in Pittsburgh, that happening town, and we will be at the studio.
WQED.
WQED. You will be there that day, along with, I'm sure, a lot of other cast members from the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood series and a lot of dignitaries from the post office. We will be there that morning. Our broadcast will start at 11 a.m., just as the stamp unveiling is happening. And we will be on the air until 1 on Friday, doing interviews, talking to people, telling the listeners back here in Marion what's going on. And then we'll call in during Charlie's show from 1 to 3 and just give updates on the big festivities. It's a big day, 50 years for Mr. Rogers, and a big stamp unveiling.
That's right. And the audience will consist of, it's open to the public, but I think by reservation, and I'm sure the studio has been sold out by now, so to speak, but in attendance for Matt Negri will be playing some music that day. He the program for years and years. Fred Rogers' wife, Joanne, will be in attendance, and I understand the postmistress, if that's the correct political correct term, postmistress, is going to be there from Washington, D.C. And she is a Pennsylvania native. She, I understand, is from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and she'll be there along with some PBS dignitaries, and so it's going to be a festive day in the neighborhood.
And I just learned this. It'd be great to meet Mrs. Rogers. That's somebody. We've had Joe Negri on the phone, but we've never gotten a chance to talk to Mrs. Rogers.
Yeah, she'll be there. I don't know what they'll have her doing or how busy she'll be or talking to people, but she'll be there.
That's going to be a wonderful thing. I do want to let the audience know, we just found this out this morning, next Wednesday on this show, we'll still be in Marion, but the post office is coming on to kind of discuss how this Mr. Rogers stamp came to be at 1210.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we got all
so
the insides.
It sets up your trip then, right?
It sets up our trip.
Yep. Yes. I think you're going to also stop at the Heinz History Center and view the Mr. Rogers exhibit. That's in Pittsburgh also.
That is right. And for people who this may be a little confusing for, the studio where Mr. Rogers was filmed is where the stamp presentation will be on Friday. But the actual set, the living room and the castle and the puppets, they are all over now at a place called the Heinz History Museum.
That's right. And so I think you have plans to visit there the day before, is that correct?
That's right. This whole two-day celebration will kick off with us at the Heinz History Museum. They have been great to us. On Thursday, the 22nd, we will be broadcasting. Apparently, there's glass in front of the set, but we will be broadcasting from right in front of the set.
Yes, there's glass, but it's not like it's in a window. It's there, but there's a partition that you can't walk on the set, but you're so close, visitors can see it very up close. So, yes, it's there. And for your listeners, if they're not, they can listen, of course, but if it's a wonderful weekend trip to Pittsburgh to see the set and some other Mr. Rogers-related displays in Pittsburgh. So it's something for your listeners to think about, too.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this is broadcasting in front of the set, we, with permission from the people at the museum who we've been working with for more than a month, have said it would be no problem to take pictures. So maybe people will go to our Facebook page and it'll wet their whistle enough to see us with the set and go and take a day. It's 3.5 hours to Pittsburgh. That's a day trip to see
it's
this.
It's a pleasant trip. It's not a grueling trip. It's sort of a direct shot into Pittsburgh. So it's a suggestion for some of your listeners who may have young children or, you know, the people who remember Mr. Rogers the best probably are those who grew up with it when it first came on. And now they have, some of them have grandchildren. So it's a wonderful trip to Pittsburgh. There's also a statue of Fred Rogers near the Heinz Field, which is on the other side of Pittsburgh, but it's such a short distance that while you're there, you can make a Mr. Rogers all points stop.
Well, that's
around the city. There are a lot of different things to see related to the program, as well as history that Pittsburgh has too. So it's a nice a trip for. So this your program though, they can listen in and, as you say, wet their whistle for a trip to Pittsburgh.
Absolutely, because it will all kick off next Wednesday. Now, Wednesday will still be from the studio here, but we will have a representative from the United States Post Office on next Wednesday at 12:15 to tell us how this stamp all came to be and what we have to look forward to on Friday. On Thursday, we will be calling in to the Charlie Evers Show between 10 and noon as we head to Pittsburgh. Adam Lepp, Terry Tackett, and myself. From 12 to 5 p.m., we're going to extend the broadcast day next Thursday. We will be from the live from the Heinz History Museum. Special guest. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be great. 12 to 5, we will be at the Heinz History Museum right in front of the Mr. Rogers set. And then on Friday morning, starting at 11 a.m., we will be broadcasting from the actual studio, WQED, where the stamp itself will be unveiled. There's going to be, you will be there, the cast will be there, Mrs. Rogers will be there, Postmaster General, a lot of famous stamp collectors, I understand, are going to be there. And so, two big days.
And while they're at the History Center, if your listeners ever come in, there's more to see than just the neighborhood. There's I believe 6 floors of Pittsburgh history, which spreads out around the country because, you know, Heinz Foods started in Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of memorabilia about Heinz, and there's various, just so much to see. And just for a history buff in general, it's a wonderful, wonderful museum to visit. So, I'm just putting a little plug in for Pittsburgh and for the rest of Heinz History Center, and I hope your program will inspire them to drive to Pittsburgh in a nice spring or summer day.
Well, it's for Adam and Terry and myself. None of us have been to either place.
Good. You get the first visit, right?
First visit to the History Museum and first visit to the studio. And David, of course, it'll be good to see you again next week and meet some of these people. Maybe get them on the air, maybe not, but it'll be nice to meet them and just visit with some of these people who are were important to this man who is getting a great honor bestowed on him, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, next Friday. Not everybody gets a postage stamp, that's for sure.
But Your guest, who's going to be on Wednesday, can tell you, how they can purchase the stamps. When exactly it'll be available at post office,
David.
But you know, I've heard though that you can pre-order first day stamps. So that might be something your listeners can look into at their post office.
David, I want to ask you this really quick. I know you have to go, but I want to get this question in because I think it's important. And we'll elaborate more next week when we're there. But being a postman in the series, what does this particular event, a stamp unveiling, mean to you?
Well, it means it means so much to me because I think more than to me, really, it really puts Fred Rogers' memory, so to speak, on millions and millions and millions of envelopes across the country. And when you think of it, across the ocean, I'm sure it'll travel to European countries too. That means a lot to me. It's as if I'm delivering to all those various points around the country and around the world. It's a wonderful tribute to Fred. It's a lovely picture, I don't know if you've seen it, of Mr. Rogers holding the King Friday puppet. So it's a wonderful, and the photographer who took that picture will be in the studio, who you'll want to meet and maybe interview. Oh. I think he'd be willing to talk to you about his years helping us take pictures of Mr. Rogers.
So
his name is Walt Sang, and he'll be there.
I can't wait.
A lot to look forward to, and I'm sure you'll find a few people in amongst all of the hubbub going on that day that you can speak to on the radio.
Perfect. David, look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much for helping us make this announcement and all the other kindnesses throughout the years. It's going to be a fun 2 days next week.
Okay, well, we'll look for you in about a week or so.
About a week. A week from today, we'll be there. Right now.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And I'll just say right now, speedy delivery, Scott.
Thank you, David.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, there you go, folks. In case you did not hear it, here's the announcement. On Thursday, March the 22nd, WWGH Radio will be broadcasting 12 to 5 p.m. from the Heinz History Museum in Pittsburgh, where the set for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is located. WWGH's Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp will be on the air that day from the Heinz History Museum, 12 to 5. And then on Friday, March the 23rd, WWGH will broadcast live from the Mr. Rogers Studio, WQED, where the United States Postal Service will be unveiling their Mr. Rogers stamp. We will be on the air live that day from 11 to 1 p.m. and calling into the Charlie Evers Show on Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12, and Friday, 1 to 3, from Pittsburgh, a little jaunt to our east. So there you go. Now remember, if you want to hear all these festivities, because we'll be putting them right over the air, Mrs. Rogers will be there. Oh, man, Joe Negri, who we had on recently, the man who's designed the stamp, it's going to be an event. And, of course, David, our favorite postman. You can do that online, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. So we load up the car and go to Pittsburgh, I guess is how you say it. And Adam and Terry will be along for the ride. And if either one of them is listening right now and would like to comment, we have open time now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open if you would like to discuss the big news, the big trip that's finally out of the bag. We head to Pittsburgh next week for the Mr. Rogers stamp unveiling. You know, I'm going to have to get something to mail. I'm going to have to mail something that day. March the 23rd. That is going to be something to be sure. What an event to behold. Now, anything else on your mind? We also have the phone lines open, as I say, for another 25 minutes here, 35 coming up on 36 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we will get you up on the air, as they say. And again, if you didn't hear the announcement, on Thursday, March the 22nd, WWGH Radio will be broadcasting 12 to 5 p.m. from the Heinz History Museum in Pittsburgh, where the set for Mr. Rogers is located. Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, it's weird to say your own name, will be there on that day from 12 to 5 p.m. with some special guests you won't want to miss. And on Friday, March the 23rd, we will broadcast from the Mr. Rogers Studio at WQED in Pittsburgh, where the USPS, United States Postal Service, will be unveiling the stamp. I bet I can guess who this is. One of the people who's coming along, co-station manager here, Adam Lepp. Adam,
All right, the cat's out of the bag.
Yes, a speedy phone call, Scott. You asked if I was listening, and I thought I would be honest and say yes. I can't wait. I haven't been to Pittsburgh in a few years. It is a beautiful city with the mountains and the rivers and all the Golden Triangle downtown. It's breathtaking. It's a fun city to navigate, but I always enjoyed that part. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Mr. Rogers, Scott, was a childhood idol. Many times he was my only friend as a kid. I mean, and I'm serious about that. We moved around a lot, and that show just made me laugh and made me think positive thoughts. And to this day, it has memories, and this is just unbelievable that we can do this. And I'd say it's cool, but that would be an understatement.
Well,
we'll just use the words of our president and say that it's huge.
Well, here's something that I think is very important. As far as education goes, because for good, bad, or ugly, that's what we try to do here at this station. Whether it's politics, whether it's you name the subject, we try to educate. And certainly there was never a more educational show on television than Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And to go there and see firsthand this set, which was built in 1968, 50 years ago, to see his living room right there, to see the castle right there, and then the next day to see his stamp unveiled 50 years and about a month from the debut of that show in 1968 with people who were in the cast, Mr. McFeely, Joe Negri, and his wife, Mrs. Rogers, who I have not met in person. Also, the gentleman who designed the stamp will be there, plus the Postmaster General and some other dignitaries. It just is an event like no other, only brought to you by WWGH Radio.
And also let you know, Scott, I've been a stamp collector more when I was a kid, but I have a large collection of first day covers and commemorative stamps. This will certainly be my prized one. The drawing is the photograph, and just the way the stamp is put together is beautiful with King Friday the 13th. I mean, I almost cry when I saw it the first time. It's just a wonderful job. Nowadays, with all the email and other ways of communicating, we still use the mail. And this stamp, I think, will encourage people to send old-fashioned letters. The memories it brings back, the legacy Mr. Rogers has, and the influence that he has on our younger generation who are still viewing the shows. There's just no words for it. And it was chosen out of thousands of suggestions for a commemorative stamp, and I agree, I don't know a better choice.
No, and I'm just interested from the perspective of, number one, I've never been to a stamp unveiling, and number two, I love that probably the second most popular character in the entire 30-plus year run of that series was Mr. McFeely, who was a postman, and who he will be there.
And what better person? I mean, he's kind of in charge of the Mr. Rogers legacy, as we've talked about, and well-known character. I mean, before I was with the station, I didn't even know what his real name was. I thought Mr. McFeely and what he looked like was real. But with that show, it's sometimes hard to tell. The whole idea of the land of make-believe, and sometimes that line between what's real and what's not are blurred, and that's in a good way.
Well, I tell you,
Mr. McFeely always had good thoughts. It was always fun to see him, and he didn't mind giving a wisecrack or two. And yet, Andy Mandegrian talked about his musical talents as well as what he did on the show. And I'm not, if I were to look at all the cool things that we do at the station, and looking at my childhood and what I think is a good influence on today's kids, our connection with Mr. Rogers is certainly at the top of the list. I mean, many other things too. And talking to Phil Donahue at Native Ohioan, Bill Macy, again, one of my favorite actors, and he talked about doing that show with the cab drivers. That was pretty funny. But, you know, Mr. Rogers brings back memories that are nurturing and that can be reflected with all of our children. You know, we need less apps, less smartphones, less computers telling people what to do, and more of the milk of human kindness that we get from people like Mr. Rogers.
Well, I tell you what, Adam, we have one more big announcement coming, so I may ask, stay listening, because I may ask you to call back here. One more coming here in about a minute. Okay?
Okay, Scott, well, that sounds wonderful, and I will be tuning in, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, we have another big announcement coming here now momentarily. I just got the word, this is going to be fun.
I'm telling you what, folks, hold the line. You think this is big. Oh, man, this is going to be fun. I don't know if a whole lot of people know about this, but earlier on in this hour, we were joined by David Newell, a.k.a. Mr. McFeely from the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood television series. And next week, just a week from today, on March 22nd, WWGH Radio hits the road for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to broadcast 12 to 5 p.m. from the Heinz History Museum in Pittsburgh, where Mr. Rogers, the set, the actual set, the castle, the puppets, the sweaters, the living room, we're going to broadcast right in front of that set next Thursday, a week from today, March the 22nd, 12 to 5 p.m. I'll be there. Terry Tackett will be there. Adam Lepp will be there. Mr. McFeely will be there. On Friday the 23rd, we will be at the WQED Studios, Mr. Rogers' studio, where he actually filmed the show, where the stamp will be unveiled. Mrs. Rogers will be there. David will be there. Joe Negri, another cast member, will be there. The stamp designer will be there. And we will be there 11 to 1 p.m. on Friday and calling back to Charlie's show. Now, if that wasn't enough, now, here is the rest of the big announcement that we want to make. When you go on a trip like this, you need professionals in the broadcast industry. Matter of fact, you need more than professionals. You need legends. More than legends. You need legends who are friends. And if you have a legend in the broadcast industry who is a friend, who is the king of nostalgia, wouldn't you want them there with you? Well, you certainly would. So guess who is going to be at the Heinz History Museum next Thursday as a WWGH special correspondent doing a retro version of his legendary radio show? Well, who else? Does this voice sound familiar to you? Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Did we lose you? Oh, after a build-up like that, we lost him? Okay, I'm not going to tell you who. They're going to have to call back in here. Okay, the line might have got stuck there. You never know. See, these things never go exactly as planned. Hold on. We'll try to get them back on the line. Oh, my goodness. I'll never be able to do that. But, oh, thank goodness the phone is ringing. I think I know. All right. Who is the man who will be making... I hope you heard that introduction. Caller?
Yes, I'm with the Pennsylvania State Police. You do realize, of course, Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania.
I caught it.
you certainly did.
Did you hear the whole introduction?
I heard the whole introduction. I am afraid you have overblown my reputation, but I'll live with it, okay?
Well, let me put it this way. For those of you who don't recognize the voice, and there are very few of you in that category, next week with us as a special correspondent doing a retro rendition of his radio rampages from the set of Mr. Rogers and the stamp unveiling, holy mackerel, who better than the king of trivia himself, Steve Boom Boom Cannon. Steve, we're going to have some fun in about a week, are we not?
Thank you. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the guys that lobbied, and many people who have listened to the program over the years know that my 20-year friendship with Clayton Moore and my constant appearances with the Lone Ranger caused me to be a fanatic when it came to the idea of him being memorialized on a stamp. Now, life and times in the United States changed as the 50s and the 60s rolled along. PBS offered something spectacular for youngsters when it came to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And very honestly, for him to be awarded a commemorative stamp, I think is a tribute to some of the very creative educational ways that PBS, in fact, helped all of us raise our kids.
Now, Steve, here's something interesting. Talking to David Newell last hour, on Friday at the actual stamp unveiling, the Postmaster General of the United States will be there. Stamp collectors who travel the country doing this will be there. Mrs. Fred Rogers will be there. Joe Negri, who did the music on Mr. Rogers, will be there. And Mr. Rogers' favorite postman, Mr. McFeely, David Newell, will be there. I mean, holy moly, we're going to... Have you interviewed any of those people?
Well, I've had the opportunity, as the result of Scott's expertise at securing guests, I have been able to deal with Mr. McFeely. So he's about the only one from that program that I've really had an opportunity to talk to, although Fred Rogers would have been a tremendous interview possibility. And I'm sure he had a lot to say about the changes in child rearing and child education, which I think is very important. Although I did get kind of a preamble to what Fred might have said, because I did have an opportunity several times to interview one of the best children's show hosts television has ever seen, and that, of course, is Captain Kangaroo.
Brilliant.
So I am thrilled to be offered the opportunity to be part of it, and I hope it's good weather, because I am going to have to drive to Pittsburgh.
Right, but you live in Pennsylvania, so it's a little closer than Ohio.
Well, not really. I live in extreme northeastern Pennsylvania, about 60 or 70 miles from Binghamton, New York. I live in the Pocono Mountains, actually the foothills of the Pocono Mountains. So it's going to be about a four-hour drive.
Well, we're glad that you're making it for this special event. Now, Thursday, this is going to be tremendous fun, because from noon to 5, we're going to be at the Heinz History Museum. Now, there will be no presentation going on there, but we will be broadcasting right in front of the set. The castle, the living room, the puppets, the sweaters. We're going to be broadcasting right in front of that, the actual set they used on Thursday. That should be very interesting.
Now, did they in fact do the show originally in Pittsburgh?
Yes, from WQED.
QED, yeah, that's what I thought. The call letters I've seen before at QED, but I'm never really sure where it was. There's a buddy of mine, Bob DiCarlo, who worked at KQV Radio in Pittsburgh, and I worked with Bob in Providence, so I was well aware of call letters in Pittsburgh, but I wasn't sure where that station actually was from, where the show originated.
Yeah, it originated, and it's kind of a little confusing, but on Friday, the stamp unveiling will take place at WQED from the actual set, where it was filmed for more than 30 years. But on Thursday, the actual set makeup, the castle, the living room, all has been moved to the Heinz History Museum. So all the stuff that was originally on that set for well over 30 years will be at the History Museum, and that's why we'll be there next Thursday from 12 to 5, so right in front of the set.
And be sure that your technical people bring a wireless mic, because I'm one of those individuals that likes to get out into the crowd or with people and discuss various aspects of that kind of entertainment for children.
Absolutely, and I just want to let the audience know this. We will be taking pictures, because this is a very visual thing. We will be taking some video, even though it's radio, so all of us radio people will dress accordingly. We won't come in like we just got out of bed like we normally do.
Oh. Oh, okay, well.
I know, the perks of it all, huh, Steve?
I know. I promise I'll comb my hair, brush my teeth, take a shower, and wear a sport jacket.
Oh, it's gonna be a day, because to me, I don't think there was a longer running television series geared for children, except Sesame Street, other than Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I may be wrong. Somebody will correct me if I am, but I think that's the only one.
Well, I think you may be correct on that.
And you will be with us, and we have not seen you in about 3 years. So we are looking forward to that because you always bring a dignified presence to the broadcast as well as your great knowledge of everything trivia. And you were on the air most all the years that Mr. Rogers was on the air.
Yeah, I went into radio in 62 or 63. I've forgotten. It's been so long ago. But at least since 1974, I had been in the state of Ohio.
Now, I want to let everybody know again, because I think it's important, next Thursday, March 22nd, we will be broadcasting this program live, 12 to 5 p.m. from the Heinz History Museum in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Adam Lepp will be there. Terry Tackett will be there. Steve Boom Boom Cannon will be there. David Newell will be with us that day, as well as everybody else at the History Museum. I will be there as well. And on Friday, we'll all go over March 23rd to the WQED Studios, 11 to 1 p.m. for the big stamp unveiling. Mrs. Rogers will be there. Joe Negri will be there. The man who designed the stamp will be there. The Postmaster General will be there. And some other officials from the Post Office and Stamp Collectors, and we'll be doing call-ins to the Charlie Evers Show Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12, and Friday, 1:10 to 3, to update what's going on. But Steve, boy, it's just a tremendous a pleasure to see you again, to have you there, and make this a bigger event than it already is.
Well, I'm just hoping that for the sake of Scott Spears' well-being, that the Postmaster General is not a Trump appointee.
Oh, I believe it's a girl. I believe she is.
Oh. Well, I would suggest that a Dramamine be given to Scott before he appears with her. I'm kidding.
No,
it's
no,
a joke.
No, listen, Steve, Trump and I have become very close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've missed. You've missed. Trump and I have become very close.
How has that happened?
Well, we just over, you know, you adapt after a while. After a year and a half, you get with it, and you have some fun with President Trump, because I think he's a man with a good sense of humor, and to me, that's all you need.
One of my dearest friends in the whole world has great concern about the fact that the president seems to be a guy who is learning by doing. And I guess maybe that's one of the things that appeals to so many people about him, is the fact that he is not coming from the ranks of the political underpinnings of American society, but is in fact jumping into the middle of it with no real training of any kind. So it's funny you said that.
No, and he's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
learning by doing. Isn't that the way to be president?
Well, doesn't he keep you, I mean, boy, doing a daily show, you got to have a guy like him in office because he keeps the news rolling.
You bet. I'm willing to wager there are more media types who are making a living today than they were prior to January on election day, after election, on the installation of the president. You know
what's interesting, Steve? And this is a derivation, but we have a couple minutes here. It's interesting because I never felt that any journalist hated any president, to be honest with you, because they're the president, they make news, you have to have some kind of relationship with them, and even if you aren't necessarily sure if their policies are good or not, you know, you don't have to come on and say that. I think it's much more interesting to critique other things than what the president is doing. I think talking about media, I think talking about things that have happened in the past, I think, you know, every time we talk about the Russian story, I don't know that that's a Trump story. If he wasn't involved, he wasn't involved.
That's a very good point. It now appears, based on some that I have read, that there were several groups or people, if you were, on both sides of the political aisle, again, so to speak, that may have been involved in some way with the Russians over the past few years. So, you know, maybe it never really was a story. I mean, the president, God love him, he should live and be well, loves to call it fake news, but maybe in this case, he hit on something.
Well, you know, I'm okay with the investigation, and I have no, what do you want to say? I have no evidence at this point to lay down to say that President Trump knew anything. But conversely, I do hope that if the investigation does show that he did know something, that people also give that the same respect and benefit. I don't think they will, because it seems as if we are a little polarized, and I don't think people will believe it anyway. But I just wish we were that way on both sides. If he didn't know anything, and that's what it says, good. If he did know something, I hope it isn't just, well, fake news, and let's move on.
There is a lot of internet hate going on both sides of the political spectrum, if you have noticed, I'm sure.
That's why I never, if you notice, I never put political statements online.
Yeah, and the language is a bit salty too, I've noticed, from various Facebook posts that I have received on both sides of the issue of this particular president.
Well, it's
a show coming up on the History Channel that everyone should look into. And it is dealing with the men who built or made America. And I think coming up shortly is going to be a segment on that show. You should look it up in your TV guide on Andrew Jackson. And very honestly, Andrew Jackson was considered to be as well somewhat of a loose cannon. And as you may have noticed, President Trump and President Jackson have been compared either favorably or unfavorably, since Trump started running for the presidency of the United States.
Well,
so if you want to see, is this the only guy in history to get bum-wrapped, if that's the way you look at it, as president of the United States? Not necessarily. You really ought to look into as much as you can the history of America to find out exactly whether a specific political figure is unique or in keeping with American tradition, which means unusual people many times run for political office.
Well, and I want to make the point one more time, because I made it a lot during the election, and I still want to make it now, is that, yes, we did have Madeleine Albright. Yes, we did have Al Franken. Yes, we did have Jesse Jackson on during the election. But we also had Roger Stone. We also had Juanita Broderick. We also had Phyllis Schlafly. So I never understood the tag of being liberal. But what I have learned about I don't mind the tag, but what I have learned about it is that unless you profess a love for one of the candidates, then you're liberal. If you're a standby person who just critiques what's going on, you're a liberal. Unless you profess undying admiration and defense of anything wrong of somebody, that's the only way you're okay.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that is the general tone of society's involvement in politics these days. Hopefully things will calm down, but it's, I must say, it's creating an interesting situation. This is some of the most interesting exchange amongst Americans I think I've seen in a long time.
I think you're right. Steve Boom Boom Cannon, radio legend, will be with us 1 week from today, Heinz History Museum, Mr. Rogers Stamp Unveiling. Boy, I wish we had more time, Steve. Maybe we'll get you in one more time before the big event. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for coming next week.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's all the time we got for today, Big Announcement Day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This and doing that. If we were all just more kind to each other.